And then, of course, you got all that stuff out of there. And it was clean as it could be. And then you'd come along and you'd, with a cultivator, and you plow it on each side. You straddle that. And you plow on each side and you'd heal that soil up over there so that it could cover the roots good and keep them covered in.
I see. What do you call that thing the plow makes when it goes through?
Middle buster?
Well, the thing in the dirt that the plow makes, what do you call that? The
row.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's see here. You were talking about the field. How big is a field? I mean, how
a
big?
A field?
Yeah.
Oh, it could be any size.
How small can it be?
Well, I would think that a field would be something that you'd plant acres. I don't know. It would all depend.
If you had something only about half an acre, would you call that a field?
Well, now, I've got an acre and nearly 2 acres back there vacant, you know. And I call that my field.
If you had something as small as like a half or a quarter of an acre, would you call that a field?
Yeah, you'd say, yeah, out in the, if it's vacant.
What if you had it planted in strawberries?
Well, you'd say a strawberry patch.
Okay.
Or in the berry patch.
Okay.
Or out in the orchard, if they had trees, peach trees or pears and plums and so on.
I wish you had a peach tree. Peaches.
In the orchard.
Did you ever see kind of a fence that was built in a zigzag pattern like that, that was made out of wood?
Yeah, they lay it that way, you know.
What do you call that kind of fence?
I don't know, and I forgot.
Do you ever see a fence or a wall made out of stone or rock? What do you call that?
A rock fence.
What would you say that your best dishes are made out of?
Dishes?
Uh-huh.
Well, porcelain or china.
Did you ever see an egg made out of that kind of stuff? What did y'all call that?
An egg? You know, you had a glass egg that they used them a lot of times. So when the varmints would began to get the eggs, well, they'd get these artificial eggs, you know, or a glass egg.
Bet that surprised them.
Don't you know it did?
What did y'all used to carry water in?
Jug. My kids are mad at me, especially my son-in-law. I had a little brown jug, and I've had it. Maybe said, Mother, you've had that jug as long as I can remember. I said, I've had it long before I married. And I've been married 60 years or more. And I let it sit out. I built me a table. I used the first cabinet that I had when I went to keeping house, you know, just an old cabinet. You've seen them.
Yeah.
And it had a porcelain top, see? Round in here and round there, and porcelain top. Well, all you had to do was unscrew that down here and get it off. And so I don't know what I did with the rest of it, but I had an old machine. And I took the treadle, pedal thing out of it, and I put that porcelain top and made a yard pedal out of that on that machine deal. And it's sitting behind this little house out here, you tell me. And I set that little brown jug out there with a milk thing, it's a jar, you know, that you old put milk in. And it rained in it and froze and burst them. Both of them. They are really mad at me.
I guess. When did that happen?
This winter.
Have you ever had your pipes burst? Have you ever had your water pipes burst?
Oh, yes.
When was that?
Oh, it's been several years ago.
Yeah. What happened? Did you just not?
I wasn't at home, see. And I went to Tyler. A little great-grandson was baby.